We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
I'm so excited to welcome back Sonia Ogier, who's going to talk to us all about sustainability at Dreamforce. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
All right, so last time you were here, you talked to us about Pledge 1%, but you have an additional role at Salesforce working with a sustainability team. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about why sustainability is so important to Salesforce?
Absolutely. The environment has been a key stakeholder for Salesforce since we were founded. And what this means, we have this vision to create a sustainable future for everyone where people have access to clean energy, clean air, clean water, great food, all the things that you and I and everyone else needs to have great lives.
That's awesome. So this year has been really incredible for you and your team. What are the big announcements that have happened?
Yeah, it's been a huge year for sustainability at Salesforce. One that was in April was one of the biggest announcements that we've had. We announced that we were able to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions as a company, and even more impressive and more exciting that we're now offering a carbon neutral cloud to every single customer.
That's amazing. So have there been any other big announcements?
Yeah, just a few months later, we announced that Salesforce East and Salesforce West, which are two great buildings on the Salesforce headquarters campus here in San Francisco, are now sourcing 100% renewable energy. And that's really exciting because we have a global goal to get to 100% renewable energy. So this is a nice milestone in working towards that.
Wow. All right. So you and I have been here at Salesforce. This will be our fifth Dreamforce together.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? What have you seen personally from a sustainability point of view of how Dreamforce has grown and changed?
Yeah, oh my gosh, I can't believe that we've done this five times already together, and it just gets bigger and better every year. And the way that we think about sustainability at Dreamforce is we want it to be the most sustainable Dreamforce yet every year. Keep raising that bar.
That's awesome. So how does sustainability actually fit into Dreamforce as a whole?
When we think about sustainability at Dreamforce, we think about four focus areas. One, definitely we got to source responsibly. Next, conserve resources. Third, reduce waste. And fourth, the most fun is inspiring attendees to come along on this journey with us, share these values, get inspired, join us.
So attendees might not be aware of all of the work you and your team do behind the scenes. Can you share some of that Dreamforce secret sauce?
Ooh, secrets. Well, obviously the secret is collaboration. It takes a village to put on Dreamforce. Sustainability at Dreamforce is no different. We work really closely with the strategic events team behind the scenes. Things like our sourcing initiative that I mentioned, looking at the food and beverage we source, the graphics, everything that we bring on site for these four incredible learning days. And then something else that we've done this year, which is new, is we've created a playbook so everyone at the company, everyone at Salesforce, can share these best practices and think through the small ways that they can make different decisions to make events more sustainable.
Have you been testing that throughout the year?
Yeah, it's been really fun because at some of our smaller events, we've piloted some initiatives we thought we might want to do at Dreamforce. One of the things that we wanted to test out for Dreamforce was lanyard recycling. We had a small program last year, and then we were able to pilot a different program, a different setup at Trailhead Live Atlanta. It went awesome, and now we're going to be able to blow it up bigger and better at Dreamforce. So for all of you out there with your lanyards, if you don't want to keep them and put them on your wall forever, I know we all love them, be ready to drop them off in West. We'd love to recycle them for you.
So that's not the only way that sustainability is coming to life at Dreamforce. How else are we going to be able to see the amazing work that's being done?
Well, in that sourcing category, we really look at food and beverage a lot. There are tons of opportunities to be more sustainable there. Something that we've done for many, many years that our longtime attendees will remember is that 100% compostable lunch packaging. And that means all of the spoon, fork, knife, napkin, all of it goes into the green bin. And for a zero-waste city like San Francisco, that's awesome. Another thing that we've done with food and beverage is looking at our beef sourcing. So you might ask, why do we care about beef? It actually consumes a lot of water throughout its entire life cycle. So we've chosen to have two of our days of Dreamforce be completely beefless for our attendee lunch, and that's saving wait for it, over 5 million gallons of water. So really exciting initiative, and we hope that everyone will be really excited about that with us.
So one of the things I'm most excited about to see coming back are the Green Angels.
Yes, I love our Green Angels program. So these are Salesforce employee volunteers. They're folks usually from our green team called Earthforce. They help our attendees recycle and compost on site, make sure that 100% compostable packaging ends up in the right bin. And this year, there'll be even more of them all around campus. So definitely come say hi, give a Green Angel a hug, thank them for what they're doing. And if you're an attendee and you care about these issues and you want to get involved as well, sign up on Agenda Builder and you can come join us as a Green Angel.
That's awesome. All right, so one of the things that we get in our backpack that everyone loves is our water bottle. And this year, you're taking water bottles to a new level even.
Yes, I love our refillable water bottle. The events team has done a great job bringing those on campus. And we also have refill stations all around campus, which means you really don't need to buy a single-use plastic water bottle. This year, if you refill your water bottle three or more times and get a badge scan, you're also going to get entered into a raffle for pretty incredible sustainable swag as well.
So not only are you helping the environment, but you're also staying hydrated, which is a huge element of staying healthy at Dreamforce.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's all a lot of things that we've done before that are just getting bigger and better. But what's completely new this year at Dreamforce?
Completely new is Environment Day on Wednesday. So in Dream Valley on Howard Street, we will have something called the Learning Cabin. Every single day is another opportunity to learn about a new cause, get inspired, get involved. On Wednesday, Environment Day, folks can come learn about three really important things: climate, parks, and oceans. So all of those causes will be brought to life. You'll be able to interact with those issues personally. We are hoping to have some VR on site. Hopefully that will be a really fun one. And then also have the ability for all of you at home to learn and then connect with nonprofits doing great work.
That's awesome. All right, so we have all these great things happening. How can people get involved on site or even off site?
Yeah, before Dreamforce, we really want everyone to join our success community group, Sustainability at Dreamforce. That's where we will be updating everyone on our latest and greatest, what they can do to be sustainable as they prepare for Dreamforce, as they travel on site. And then once you're on site, definitely come by on Wednesday. Come see us in the Learning Cabin on Wednesday to say hello to everyone on the sustainability team, to the great nonprofit partners we'll have there on site, and to just have some fun with us. It's a great time to celebrate environmental sustainability at Dreamforce.
Awesome. So I know that you also have some great content that people can learn from. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We actually have two sessions on site that are specifically dedicated to environmental sustainability. One is all about corporate sustainability and what businesses are doing to step up around climate and these issues of environmental equality. Another is going to be a thought leadership session in the .org area over in the West End, which can't be missed. More on the NGO side, looking at the amazing solutions to issues like climate change.
Thank you so much, Sonia. I really appreciate this great work you're doing, and I can't wait to see how sustainability comes to life at Dreamforce.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.